reaction there is of euphoria. I mean, a lot of people are excited. I am personally excited because I've worked with Governor Walz personally on a number of issues that impacted the immigrant community, the African immigrant community especially. So this is a very exciting news. This is like a friend. This is somebody who we know. This is somebody who has head of a back, so to speak. So obviously it's going to be a ticket that many immigrants are going to support because we know Governor Walz and what Governor Walz has done for us.
When you say Governor Walz has had the back of the African immigrant community, exactly what do you mean?
Well, you know, he has advanced a number of key legislation that directly are beneficial and impactful to African immigrants. For example, and this was an issue that I worked on too as well, called driver's licenses for all. It was a bill that we advocated for, and that was signed into law by the governor, and it allows undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses, of course, improving their mobility and access to employment and essential services. We also work with him and the community at large about ensuring that each kid gets a free lunch. Minnesota is one of these states now that, irrespective of your income, every kid who goes to school get a free lunch. It's not like other states where it is determined by the income of your parents or the household. But in Minnesota, he pushed through legislation and signed it that supported, you know, increased funding for schools and programs aimed at English language learners. And this has helped immigrant children succeed academically. For me personally, as a public health practitioner, he's guaranteed healthcare access. He has worked very hard, you know, with immigrant groups and other groups to expand healthcare coverage and access, including, for example, policies that benefit low income and many immigrant families. And one last thing, just before I forget, for Liberian immigrants, many of whom were on the TPS-DED, Governor Walz was one of the few governors in the nation that supported that effort because of the large number of Liberian immigrants in Minnesota and in other parts of the U.S. who were on TPS-DED, and this annual renewal that used to come with it. It was something that was so burdensome, and it was having an impact on our school system, on our economy, and all of that. And I worked with Governor Walz when I served as a Brooklyn Park City Council to ensure that that provision got passed in Congress. And so he's done a whole bunch of things, Mr. Butte, that directly impacted the African immigrant community primarily and many other immigrant groups.